All right, I'm Charlie Johnson with Media Milwaukee, and I'm here with Jenna and Derek. And I hear you guys made a documentary, is that correct?
That is correct, yeah.
All right, well, what's it called? Let's start off with that.
We decided to title it Sometimes They Go Bowling, and it's about the bowling sport club that's here on campus at UW-Milwaukee.
Bowling Sport Club. Are you guys a part of this club?
I was for 4 years. I'm no longer. I lapse eligibility to be part of the team.
Gotcha. But you made a little documentary about it still.
Oh yeah.
And Derek, you're a part of it or not?
Yes. No, I'm not a part of the club, but I bowled in high school, so I'm familiar with culture a little bit. And it was fun being around the team and seeing all the camaraderie.
I'm sure. Yeah. So that must be where you guys got the idea for the documentary, if you were both bowlers back in the day. But tell me a little bit about this documentary, and what it covers.
Well, like we kind of mentioned, it does focus on the club, but we didn't want to focus it on like, well, they're bowlers and here's how bowling works and how bowling at a college level works. Because it was like the first couple of shoots we did, it was we had all this great bowling footage, but all the audio was like, hey, where are we going to eat this weekend? What are we doing? We're doing this really cool event coming up. It was like we were we I since especially since I've been in it, it was such a focus on the culture of the team and how it was like, this is funny, unique. It's a lot more personal than like personable as like the actual sport is. So we really wanted to focus and capture like just kind of this like whimsical feeling behind the team and the way the team reacts with itself.
And how'd that go? If you were trying to capture this, did you?
I think we
Yeah, I
did.
think we did too.
We had a lot of fun like editing.
Just kind of, being a fly on the wall at these tournaments and the practices and stuff. There's just so many great personalities on both the girls' team and the guys' team. And yeah, we captured a lot of funny stuff.
Give us an example.
We have this great scene. I gave one of the boys the lavalier mic and he put it in his pocket and I was like, all right, just throw a shot for me. And I sat on the gutter and filmed him. And he's setting up, he's talking to one of the coaches in the back. He's just like, I'm busy, no wait, I have to film this quick. And he sets up and he throws his first shot and he talks to himself and he says something along the lines of, oh, that's strike town population me, baby. And you hear the shot and then he just goes, oh yeah, and like walks off.
So you got some good footage and some good audio in there as
Oh
well.
yeah.
That sounds pretty good. Were there any challenges involved with this shooting?
Well, like Jenna kind of mentioned it before a little bit with the audio. Just these bowling tournaments, they're loud, So catching some of the audio during the tournament was definitely a challenge. Other than that, I.
I feel like even at some of the practices themselves, like standing in one is not loud, but to the mic, mics are so sensitive that a lot of the audio is distorted.
Yeah.
And when we first talked to the jam's tech director kind of about the mic, he was like, I don't think you will need to because it's not like it's like a concert. But then you go there, you can, when you're in a bowling alley, it's like you can also, when you're really focusing on it, you can hear the machines, you can hear the pins from like 25 lanes down. It's so it's like, well, there are a lot, there's a lot of audio that we're like, it can be used if we have it at a very low level. There's some of it that's like unusable, period.
Gotcha.
So it's like I think that was the main challenge was
Yeah.
getting like I felt like we had no problem covering a lot of the energy that we wanted and we like following all the trails that we wanted to, but it
Yeah.
was like capturing it in like a crisp way was the challenge.
Gotcha. Now, myself, I'm not much of a bowler, but will other people that aren't bowlers like myself, will they understand this? Do I need to have some knowledge of bowling going into this about strikes and spares and all the scoring goes?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't,
Yeah.
because like we kind of mentioned earlier when we were going over it was like we even as bowlers weren't focusing on the bowling of the filming we did. It was kind of like I don't believe it's part of anything of being like, well, we kind of get it. It's we only really focus and have we have a couple of graphics that talk about like the most you probably need to know is like, well, here's the club travels, the club any skill levels welcome to join the club. And with those like we don't really focus too much on the actual technical part of
Yeah.
being on a team or being a bowler.
Yeah, and I think if you're ever a part of a team at some point in your life, that you'll be able to relate to this club and their camaraderie and all the fun that they have outside of the sport.
Gotcha. So you guys were both part of this team as well, but did you learn anything new about either the clubs or bowling, or even just, did you learn anything new through the process of making a documentary about this?
I learned that I need to be a little more gutless with a camera, of just like just going in more, because there are times I would just throw my shoes off and walk down and like their little, the little place, I'm a bowler and I forget what the name is. A settee area where everyone, like, there's the chairs and like tile floor.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, but I would only stand like certain distance. I wouldn't get that close. I would like be like relying on Zoom for that. So I think that's like, I think the like one thing I for sure I like took away from that is be gutless, try something crazy. So it's like the next time I shot, I sat on the gutter, the cap of the gutter, and let them throw practically at me. So I think that's my biggest one.
Yeah, I would probably second that too. Just kind of being a little more fearless, just kind of, you know, get in there and don't be shy, and yeah, definitely.
So do you think you would make another documentary in the future now that you have this knowledge and you know more about what the process would be? Would you do another?
Oh, definitely. I actually would say that this last semester at UWM with this class, along with the other video making class, I knew I wanted to go into video prior to this, but now I'm like, I've been pushed away from television and more into like film documentary. I'm a double major in journalism and film studies. So it's been like, along the way, some way, I'm going to end up TV, film, one of those routes. And this kind of definitely secured more of, it's either documentary or television, but not necessarily news, as long as I have a camera.
Yeah, and for me, this is my first time that I've ever filmed anything, really. This is like the biggest project that I've ever filmed, and but I've enjoyed it a lot. I've always been a big fan of watching documentaries, so putting one together has been a cool experience, and the editing process too has been fun.
Yeah, tell me more about that editing process. We've talked a lot about the filming, but how does the editing go? I imagine you have a ton of footage that you have to put together into a small period of time.
We have two interviews, 3 different practices shot, and at least a whole tournament practically shot. Yeah. It's been a lot. I also, I took the camera at some points. Where I was like, I had the camera checked out for another class, but I was like, oh, but I have this really good idea for a shot for a documentary, and I would just take the camera and shoot behind the scenes of like bowling alleys and stuff. And that was like one of the ideas behind our opening sequence. That first 30 seconds is all behind the scenes bowling footage. It's not like player behind the scenes. It's like the machines. And so for editing that, it was like, all right, this has to be in a certain way. The action worked a certain way. The audio, oh God. So there would be times I just laid my face on the table just thinking. And Derek can attest to this.
So how much time does that add up to in the end, about?
It took 2 class periods of like, you know, the hour and a half chunks to edit that first minute 20. Yeah. And then I worked on it again during another 4 or 5 minute block and maybe added another 15 seconds. Mm-hmm. So it takes a lot of time just for the seconds.
It does. And even just before that, even just logging all of the footage took a couple days, you know? So, yeah.
That sounds like a lot of work for a 5 minute or 10 minute documentary you're making here.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it'll be a terrific piece. So when people watch this then, what are you hoping that they'll get from it?
I think the biggest thing getting from it is that team atmosphere. It's that no matter what sport you play, like from the big known professional sports to even something little, like, you know, like say there's a table tennis team, say there's a pool club, just knowing that team is so important, and knowing that being able to gel with a group of people is so important. And also just a couple of laughs, because some of the stuff we have is hilarious.
For sure. It sounds like a good time. And remind me what it was called again?
It's called Sometimes They Go Bowling.
Sometimes They Go Bowling. I look forward to seeing that, guys. I'm really excited to pull that up and learn a little bit about bowling and the team atmosphere myself. Mm. But thanks for coming in, guys, once again. For Media Milwaukee, I'm Charlie Johnson, and we'll see you later.